Hello, my name is Sawyer Quick, and I'm a fifth grader. Today I'll be talking to you about how Paul was a great example to the future generation about how to make Jesus known throughout the whole world. Paul went on many missionary journeys. He would be gone from home for long periods of time while preaching about Jesus in many cities and towns. Have you ever left home for a week to visit friends or family? Did you get homesick? I certainly do. Paul was gone for months and sometimes years at a time serving others. He wasn't on vacation or visiting family. He was working for God. Can you imagine that? He did not even have a cell phone to text or call his loved ones, yet he still worked to make Jesus known throughout the whole world. Paul was not only away from home and possibly homesick, but his journeys at times were filled with beatings and imprisonments. I don't know about you, but I would find it hard to continue making Jesus known if I had to suffer the immeasurable pain Paul endured for the sake of Christ. One of the strongest nations at this period in time was trying to get him to stop preaching about Jesus. Do you think you could stand up to that? He was beaten, flogged, and imprisoned on many occasions. Not only did he not give up, but it says in Acts 16:23-25, that he and Silas, after being flogged, were praying and singing hymns from their jail cell. What a great example for us today. That brings an important question to the table. What does it mean to make Jesus known? St. Francis of Assisi once said, "Preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words." This quote is telling us that we can make Jesus known with actions and with words. We don't have to be preaching to make Jesus known. Jesus can be known today through engaging in conversation with others. It can be a simple conversation about God's love when you are on the playground, on the streets, at school, or even in the grocery store. We can also be an example of a Christ-like figure and be a role model for others to follow by acting like Jesus would want us to act, acting in caring and tender-hearted ways to people we have conflict with will make Jesus known because Jesus would do the same. What does it mean to be kind and tender-hearted? One way you can be tender-hearted is by forgiving people if they had wronged you. Another way you can be tender-hearted is by loving people when they aren't easy to love. Acts chapter 21 and 22 tells us of a time when Paul was dragged out of the temple and was being beaten by a mob of Jews. He was rescued from the mob by a Roman commander and some soldiers. If I were in Paul's shoes, I would be trying to get away from the people who had just tried to beat me to death. But instead, he asked the commander if he could talk to the people. He wanted so desperately for them to know who Jesus was that he, even being angry at them, wanted to talk to them, and so they would become Christians. We need to be like Paul and not let anything stand in the way of us making Jesus known. Making Jesus known was Paul's first priority. He risked everything in order to spread the word about Christ. He did this through words, actions, and example. I challenge you to be like Paul and commit your lives to making him known.